Phytophthora in Greek means plant destroyer, and that's a pretty good description of what it does.
What you'll see is the plants look like they're suffering from water stress or drought, even though they're being watered.
Greg Lyman works to restore habitat for the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission, so he and his team keep a close eye out for plant diseases.
So we have been aware of these diseases in our watershed, and we were looking for them.
They've been on the watch ever since sudden oak death sounded the alarm about what new diseases can do to ecosystems. In particular, he's been worried about fungal parasites, or water molds.
We discovered it last January. It was because we were able to look at some roots as a result of the leaves turning color.
Black roots are bad, white roots are good, he says. And they found some of those black roots in the toyon trees and sticky monkey flowers in areas of Alameda County.
And we were able to discern that it was worthy of doing a laboratory test. The laboratory tests are more definitive, and they begin to tell you that it's not just something simple. It begins to tell you that there are these Phytophthora, water molds that are present.
To back up for a second, Lyman is talking about a water mold known as Phytophthora tentaculata. It's a relative of the pathogen that causes sudden oak death, and it's believed to come from Asia. It's popped up at nurseries around California, and its appearance indicates a larger problem, says Ted Zwicky.
There seems to be an uptick in the number of different exotic Phytophthora species that are being introduced into the plant trade, therefore being introduced into new habitats, whether they're your backyard or whether it moves from your backyard by means of your boots into the wildlands.
Zwicky is a plant pathologist in Vacaville, California.
They come out of these other ecosystems by means of people bringing back infested plant material or soil, and they end up getting introduced into the nursery trade, and from there they work their way out into other places.
Phytophthora infections have also been detected at the nurseries used by the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, one at Redwood Creek near Muir Woods, and one in the Marid Headlands. At the moment, it seems the water mold scene on the Public Utilities Commission land in Alameda County is only affecting the toyon and sticky monkey flowers, and Lyman says they're treating those plants aggressively.
We're actually removing the green portion that's above ground and having that bagged, and that'll be going to a landfill. And the root structure that was left in the ground is being solarized.
They're putting down layers of clear plastic to capture heat from the sun
and heat the soil up. Our target temperature is 120 degrees Fahrenheit, about 8 inches down.
The soil hasn't reached these temperatures yet, but he's hopeful it will by early summer. And then it'll be a wait-and-see game, with their fingers crossed that they've nipped this latest infestation in the proverbial bud. For KRCB's North Bay Report, I'm Danielle Venton.